This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Sam.
Would you say you're artistic, Sam? Can you draw or paint? Do you dance or play music?
I play the piano a bit. Yes, I'd say I'm quite artistic. How about you, Neil?
Well, if you count playing football as artistic, then yes, but basically no, I can't paint.
We've been wondering why artistic ability comes more naturally to some people than others. So in this programme, we'll be asking, are artists' brains different? We'll hear two expert opinions and, as usual, we'll learn some useful new vocabulary as well. So what do you think, Neil? Are artists' brains different from other people's?
I'm not sure, Sam, but it's true that many artists behave differently, often in very strange ways. For example, did you know that Michelangelo worked so hard he never took a bath? Or that guitar legend Jimi Hendrix once set fire to his guitar on stage? We'll hear more about the artist's brain soon, but first I have a question for you. As you said, artistic ability comes naturally to some people, including the famous composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Mozart was considered a child prodigy, a young child with very great musical talent. So how old was Mozart when he composed his first piece of music? Was he A, 5 years old, B, 10 years old, or C, 15 years old?
I'll guess he was A, 5 years old.
OK, Sam, I'll reveal the answer later in the programme. If artists' brains are different, it could mean they see the world in unusual ways. Dr. Rebecca Chamberlain is a researcher in the neuroscience of art. She investigates how artists see the objects they are drawing by measuring saccades, the rapid movements our eyes make as they jump from one thing to another. Here she shares her findings with BBC World Service programme Crowd Science.
Artists seem to be processing the visual world in a different way to non-artists, particularly when they're drawing. The artists actually take a more global approach to looking, so they make bigger saccades, bigger eye movements, and shorter fixations on the image. So it's almost like they're getting much more of a kind of gist-level view of the thing that they're looking at.
Rebecca's experiments seem to confirm that artists' brains work differently because of their processing of the visual world, the way their brains make sense of information. Interestingly, processing also means the act of developing pictures from photographic film.
When they draw, artists make bigger, quicker eye movements so they're able to see the whole picture, something also known as the gist, the overall general impression of something without focusing on the details. If you get the gist of what someone is saying, you understand the overall meaning of what they say, but not the details.
The second expert to answer our question about the artistic brain is Mike, a BBC World Service listener from Malawi. Mike is a self-taught painter who creates large, colourful pictures in his studio. According to him, artistic ability isn't something you're born with. It can be learned, as he explained to BBC World Service's Crowd Science.
I had this other student. He was like really at the zero. Like he could not draw at all. So I gave him some tips and in a month he was like really good. He was like really surprised, blown away. He never expected. So there are some things that are trainable. It's like a bike. In my case, I learned how to do those things without anyone telling me. You know, like if you are drawing the face, a human face, the distance between your eyes is the same as one of your eyes.
Mike gives tips to his students, helpful pieces of advice about how to do something, in this case, to paint. After getting Mike's tips, one of his students really improved and started painting much better. Mike was blown away, an informal way to say very impressed or surprised.
Like learning to ride a bike, Mike thinks that painting is trainable, a word from American English meaning that it can be taught or trained. For him, this is proof that artists' brains are not so different after all.
So there we have it, two different opinions, but no final answer to our question. Still, some scientists think there may be a third possibility. Everyone's brain works by focusing on some areas and ignoring others, making a kind of jigsaw puzzle with missing pieces. Maybe all of us, you, me, Mozart, and Jimi Hendrix, are just filling in the missing pieces our own way.
Speaking of Mozart, Neil, it's time to reveal the answer to your question.
Right. I asked how old child prodigy Mozart was when he first composed music.
And I said he was 5 years old. So was I right?
Your answer was correct. Yes. Mozart was 5 when he first wrote music, and by the age of 6, he had performed in front of the Emperor of Austria twice. Now there's an artistic brain.
Yeah. Okay, Neil, let's recap the vocabulary from this programme, starting with child prodigy. A young child, like Mozart, with a great talent in something.
Processing describes how your brain makes sense of the information it receives.
The gist of something is a general understanding of it, without the details.
Tips are useful pieces of advice about how to do something better.
If you are blown away, you are very impressed or surprised by something.
And finally, trainable means able to be trained or taught in American English.
Once again, our 6 minutes are up. It's goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
6 Minute English from the BBC.